Put your hands up.
The Jimmy and Snake podcast starts in 30 seconds. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the good times on your terms. Heineken, celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.
Is there a group chat in your life that annoys you? A group chat in your life that annoys you?
Yeah.
Like, stop sending me those messages. I'm bloody over it. The other thing I want to bring up, is there a group chat that in your life that annoys you, but you can't leave it for whatever reason?
Yeah.
You know, there's a specific reason you can't leave the group chat, because I'm part of many group chats, as are you. My family, Meg's family, our mates in various different factions. We've got our super coach, our bosses. We're in a group chat with them.
Bosses, golf chats.
Yeah, so chats. Many different. But here's the thing. Every now and then, one of the group chats comes to the top of the pile and pissing me off. And one of those group chats today, round of applause, is the Jimmy and 18 group chat. The Jimmy and A's team group chat, which this morning probably annoyed me more than any other group chat has in a very long time.
Yeah.
We had an issue this morning. We flew into beautiful Brizzy this morning, and our flight got changed, right? Got moved forward an hour earlier, right? Now, it went from 10 a.m. to 9 a.m., right? Digital Kira decides to enter the group chat at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
At 5 a.m. with a message that comes through. Wakes everybody up. Well, I thought it woke everybody up, but mainly it just woke me up, because turns out the entire team was awake and then participated. The message was, hey, did you guys know our flight changed? And then everybody's on the train, aren't they? Straight away, everybody's in the whole time. And guess who couldn't get back to sleep because of it?
Poor Nathy.
Poor old me. And then I'm waking my partner up going, oh, do you know our flight's changed? She goes, I don't give a shit.
I'm actually going back through it now. It's quite chaotic.
It is chaotic.
I sent one message going, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because then there's a message from Nat from Fun and Games Department. Does Jimmy know? Yeah. I'll message him. I'm good.
Yeah. You messaged, you call.
And here's the thing, right? I obviously have an inability not to participate in a group chat, right?
Australia, Nath suffers from the biggest case. It might be fatal, of FOMO.
It's horrible. It's group chat FOMO. It's a serious problem. I cannot not answer. And I hate putting my phone on Do Not Disturb.
And you can't let it go.
No.
So if you do, for some reason, we have an event or we got the radio show or whatever, and a group chat, anyone could be blew up, you then go, oh, I've got to go back through all this.
Yeah.
And I go, don't worry about it. Just move on with your life.
And what I'll do is I'll individually reply to every single one of the messages that has been sent through from weeks before. And it's creating the chaos around it.
There are some allegations outside saying that if it wasn't for the group chat, you may have missed your flight.
Okay, Digital Kira, you and I had an argument about this today. No, I wouldn't have, because you sent it at 5 a.m. Our flight was 4 hours later. I live 20 minutes from the airport. I would have absolutely been fine.
Nathan. It was 11 messages.
Yeah.
Grow up.
5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, I don't like it when the group chat's going off, but I don't want to use Do Not Disturb. Pick a struggle and stick to it.
Okay, listen to the team out there. Okay, here's the thing. 11 messages, right? At 5 a.m. 2, 3, 4.
Did you say 2, 2, 3?
Yeah, I forgot to count. Because I haven't slept today.
That doesn't sound like a me problem. That's a you problem, my friend.
So here's what
I'll
do.
You either need to mute it or you need to leave it.
I've left it. Anyway, so I'd love all the updates from you on the show.
Mate, you got no chance. I don't look at it. My phone's permanently on Do Not Disturb.
Exactly.
Every chat's muted.
Jimmy Nathan catching the bus to Brisbane. 131060, here's what I want to do. Jump on the phones right now. What group chat annoys you, but you just can't leave it for whatever reason? Maybe you're like me, because I can't leave it. It's the work group chat. I can't leave. Is it a family one, a friend's one? Welcome to the show. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Belize. How are you?
Good. We're talking group chats that you can't leave, but they piss you off sometimes.
The rugby group chat, so I'm playing a women's 15 team. But so, like, it's good for the training and stuff, but then after training and, like, going to the pub and going out, then all the photos and then all the, like, rubbish talking as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, we just need two chats, like, one with all the junk and then one with, like, all the actual important information about games and what we need and what we're doing.
That's a good point.
So that's a point. Like, and we need that for the work, Jess. Like, we need the one with all the junk, you know, like, get rid of the flights, change time, get the airport.
Don't want
that's
that.
Junk. Who needs that?
I just want the drunken photos. Can you add our numbers to that, Jess?
Jess is like the reverse you.
Yeah, Jess, 043. Leah, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, how are we?
Good. We're talking annoying group chats that you can't leave, but they piss you off.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so I'm one of five siblings, and there's all our partners and my parents in this group chat. And let me tell you, the tangents that these people go on. There is not one cohesive no. We are planning Easter. 17 different things are happening in one go. But I can't put it on mute, because you put it on mute, you miss everything. Yes. So it goes ding, 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 all day.
No, that's
all day.
Actually, Lee, you make a very good point, because if you put it on mute and you miss a key part of information, which is buried in all the shit, yes? You know,
exactly.
Like whose house we're going to on Easter. You know, you end up at mum's, but you're supposed to be at your sister Sally's house.
And then you scroll and you scroll and you scroll. You can't find it. You can't find any of it anywhere.
It's ridiculous.
And then they're all mad at you because you can't find anything anywhere.
I tell you what's finally a bloody phone call. Am I right?
Yeah. Where did they go?
Yeah. Bloody
what
phone.
Happened to that?
So what, just quickly. They're still around.
Is this AM? What am I listening to? Well, bloody good phone call. Anyway, coming up is Boy Sport for Sale. What do you have to?
Battle of the Sexes.
Never sounded such an old man. I don't like the group chat and the texting.
Well, they
and
just inappropriate.
Pick up a phone. So this morning you were on Digital Kira to pick up a phone, call you and go, hey, Nate.
Oh, God, no. No. In that circumstance, I wanted none of it. Because I also got the... Because here's the thing. I also got the message from Virgin, right?
Yeah.
So now I've double messaged. Just if you could liaise with Virgin next time, go, did you text Nate? Leanne, hello. Leanne. She's texting. Hey, Lee.
She's put us on. She's muted.
She's put us on silent. Millie, welcome to the show. Hello, Millie.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Annoying group chats that you can't leave, but they still piss you off.
Yes, this is one I've been in for a few years now, which is the Pigeon Rescue Melbourne group chat.
No, one of the worst ones. Honestly, I hate that group chat.
What? Why can't you leave the Pigeon Rescue group chat?
I used to do some caring and transporting for them a few years back. I'm a vet nurse, I just sort of fell into it.
Yeah.
And there would be dozens and dozens of messages a day, but I feel bad leaving it.
Well, why do pigeons have so many phones?
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
We are doing the show live from CMC Rocks Queensland, live in Ipswich. Thousands of Aussies, country music, good vibes.
Hottest ticket in town, we've been told today.
Hottest ticket in town. Sold out. It sells
sold out,
out every
people,
single
people are
year.
Begging and pleading us here in Brisbane if we can get them tickets.
No, we can't.
Sorry.
Because we're using them all for our friends and team.
And people who give us cash
of
money
course.
In the streets.
We're selling them.
Yes. But scammers.
No, we're scamming.
We don't actually have them. We're selling
them.
So if
them
you
on...
see us selling them, you go, well, oh my God, Jimmy Nathan, give me my tickets. No, we're not. We're scamming.
And
people.
Also, look at it. I made it on Word. It is the worst ticket ever. Yeah, it's not real.
It says dis CMC ticket. Yeah. Think... Definitely not from Nate.
Oh, I wrote
Word.
KFC, not CMC.
I did it clip art.
Anyway, it's also the reason we introduced this.
It's a Jay and Hap hello. It's a Jay and Hap hello. You say hi and you just know. It's a Jay and Hap hello.
Yeah, it's the Jimmy Nath Hat hello. If you don't know what this is, we've decided to introduce an in-person greeting whenever you see Jimmy Nath in the flesh. And it's very simple, Jim. It's the Jimmy Nath Hat hello, and it is very easily a simple tip of the hat. That's all it is. You get our attention like this.
Hey, Jimmy Nath.
Yeah.
Jimmy Nath.
Tip of the hat. That's all we need. You get our attention with the Jimmy and Nath. We lock eyes. You tip your hat. We tip our hat. And that is the official salute of the Jimmy and Nath show in person. That's how this works.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're wearing a hat or not.
No, if you would like to see an example of this out in the wild, in the real world, we were surprised today upon our arrival here in Brisbane. Mm. People were doing the hat hello to us.
Lots of people have, probably because this is the home of CMC.
Yes.
CMC Queensland, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as we got off the plane, so many hat hellos. People have adopted it. Here in sunny Queensland.
We walked into the office. The receptionist gave us a hat hello.
So many hat hellos.
And to be fair, Nathan, I did cock it up a bit.
No, we did.
We panicked.
Well, I panicked.
She just kept going, Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I thought something wrong with it. I was like, is she okay? I was like, is she going to do this? So why does she keep bending over? And then I realised there's a hat on low and I felt really bad and I gave her a hug, which isn't the actual salute of the show, but it was a little extra, an extra one.
We are getting in the group chat, which you've muted now and left. It says, Jimmy can't even do the thing you're promoting.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You can't get everything right, mate. Jesus.
And this is the thing. We just get gobsmacked when people actually do what we ask them to do, which is wild. Now, yesterday on the show, we asked a few people to pledge their allegiance to the Jimmy Nath Hat Hello. And of course, anybody who gets involved on 131060 with anything to do with the Hat Hello instantly goes in the running to win a country cowboy hat signed by every of the big artists at CMC Rocks Queensland.
Every single one of them.
We are giving that away to anybody who gets involved on 131060 for the Hat Hello. And yesterday we had a few people pledge their allegiance.
I said hello, walked past, tipped the hat because I remember you guys saying we need to do a Bruce Wayne thing when we first meet.
Yes. Yeah.
And you guys walked past me, did not acknowledge me, and went straight to your lavish crayon hotel room.
All right, mate, that was Fifi Fever, Nick. It couldn't have been us. Brent, are you happy to adopt the Jimmy Nath hat hello when you see us?
I'm doing it. I'm doing it already.
Excellent. Love that. We love that. And I'm assuming it's one of those brim hats, yes?
No, it's a baseball cap. Oh, but I've got the brim hat. I've got the brim hat sitting right next to me in the work van.
Oh, you're flush.
He's got many hats.
I could chuck out hats to everyone at the minute.
Shano, hello. Are
you happy to adopt the Jimmy Nath hat? Hello.
Oh, I've been doing it since I was about 9. Up until recently, I used to wear it in the Cooper.
Used to wearing a Cobra, one of the great hats. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had a fight with an iconic Australian villain, the Magpie.
And now he wears that Magpie on his head. Tip the beat.
Dylan loved that gear at the end.
Yeah. There's nothing I enjoy more than when one of us make a joke and the other one doesn't laugh.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, but then the caller goes,
funniest thing ever. Yeah. Tip the hat.
I love that. Look, tip that to you.
Here's what I want to do now. 131060. It's time to take this to the next level in the radio gym because what we want to do is get some live hat hellos from people. So if you are in the wild right now, wherever you are, you could be on your way to work, coming home from work, in the car, walking, in the office, you could be at home, whatever it is, what we need you to do now is give us a call, 131060, and do the Jimmy Nath hat hello to somebody around you. And then let us know if they tip the hat back to you. Yeah. You need to tip the hat to somebody. Let us know if they tip it back because we need to know if this message is getting out there. And if you give us a call on 131060, you instantly go in the running to win this awesome signed country cowboy hat by everybody at CMC Rocks Queensland.
Including Jimmy Nath.
Including us. But that'll be on the inside.
Country stars are up. Mm. Yes, I like this name. So people need to call if they are around people who can get around people.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we need people out there testing it.
So you could be in the car.
Because there has been a few issues.
No, there's been some teething issues.
Anthony last night. Us in the reception.
But that's the thing. I want to see if people are out there doing it. So if you're in the car right now or wherever you
are. Game day is this weekend, baby.
It is.
We're still in the training.
Absolutely. The feelers are out there. It's the testing ground. So 131060, if you can give the hat hello to somebody wherever you are, Cherish, hello.
Hello.
Cherish, where are you right now?
I'm at the APCO service station in Bairnsdale. It's got Chemist Warehouse next door, but they've just shut.
Right. I mean, you were one sentence away from latitude and longitude then. That was very detailed, Cherish. Exactly what we wanted. Now, Cherish, are there people around you that you could do the hat hello, the tip of the hat to?
There's lots of people, but no one's got a hat on.
It doesn't
this
matter.
This is the thing, Cherish.
Oh, gosh. Looking for hats.
No, you don't need to.
You can grab the invisible brim.
Oh. Yes, an invisible brim. It doesn't matter.
He didn't look. Hang on, this woman.
Okay, keep going until you get one back. Go, Cherish.
Oh, she laughed. She laughed.
That's not really a reciprocation.
Listen. That's my swim cap flicking against my forehead.
Sorry, so you're wearing a swim cap.
I'm wearing a swim cap. That's the only cap because I just went swimming.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, I love... Okay, Cherish, first of all, I love your commitment. You are brilliant. You are definitely in the running for this. This is phenomenal. But you didn't have to keep the swim cap on.
Sorry, was the swim cap already on or did you have to put it back on?
I had to put it back on because I was looking... I was looking for my beret. I couldn't find my beret.
So you're standing there outside the closed chemist warehouse and outside the Ampol, slapping a swimming cap against your forehead.
Look out, hang on. Oh, yes. Yes.
No, but that's not a thing.
Cherish. Cherish.
People are afraid.
Cherish.
Children are crying.
Cherish, people are running.
Coming in now. Look out.
No, stop, Cherish. That is not the purpose. Cherish. No, stop. Stop. I love her commitment, but unfortunately, I don't think she's doing huge favours to the Jimmy Nath hat hello.
She's just like...
People are getting the shit out. It's a lady. a lady. I want to show you a picture of this. It's a lady standing there with a swim cap on, not in a pool, slapping it against her forehead out the front of a chemist. People aren't reciprocating. Look,
that hello took a real back.
Good on, good on. I mean, Cherish, I love you to bits, but you know.
Yeah, great. A for effort.
We might,
a plus,
we might
plus
have
for effort.
Step backward there. Jodie, hello.
Hello.
Jodie, where are you?
I'm in Queanbeyan.
Okay.
You're not wearing a swimming cap, are you, Jodie?
Not today.
No, she's got scuba gear on. She's going to pull it out. Okay, Jodie, are there people around you that you can hat hello?
Yes, there is. There's a lady walking up towards me now.
Okay, now, do you have a hat on, or are you going to do the fake brim? Okay.
I've got a cap on. MJ Stock Horses all the way.
Excellent. Okay, love that. Good shout out. All right, Jodie, when you're ready, do the hat hello. Do the tip of the hat. Let us know if you get one back. Go ahead.
All right. Are we ready?
Go, go, go.
Okay. Hello.
What?
A lady said hello.
No, but yeah, she said hello, but did she tip her hat?
She tilted her head and said hello.
Are we counting?
Was her hand in the air?
Sorry?
Was her hand in the air?
Was it enough to qualify as a tip of the hat?
Yes.
Yes! It is out there! The tip of the hat! And I apologise if there is a lady slapping a swimming cap on her forehead. That is not because...
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Born funny with Jimmy and Nath. Fresh, funny and free.
Yes, fun little podcast that we have. And the latest episode is with a guy called Ollie Bowman.
Yeah.
You can check it out on the socials at Jimmy and Nath, at Jimmy and Nath Show. He's fun. He's a good time.
Search Jimmy Nath wherever you get your podcast from, by the way. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Listener app. You search it, you'll see all 34 episodes with some big names, all available for you to enjoy.
Yeah, and it's not just the Born Funny podcast. It's also the radio show.
Yeah.
Dad jokes, insults, pick up. Everything's there, mate. Everything you need.
Everything
this
you
is the podcast you're looking
for. It's a catalogue. It's a catalogue.
It's really, it's too much.
It's a buffet.
It's one of those menus that you get at a restaurant. You go, too many options.
It's all you can eat.
Yeah.
And we're not letting you leave.
Fish.
It's like when Homer's on that donut machine down with Satan. That's what that is.
He's been like this for hours.
But it's content.
So we got the podcast. Ollie Bowman is this is the episode this week. And we were chatting to him about basketball because he was really, really good at it.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a little bit of it right now.
10 to 18, I was like very seriously into basketball.
You can still dunk.
I can still dunk.
Yep. Yeah. So that congrats
on a,
on a proper ring. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mate.
So I can dunk on one of those paper toss ones.
Yeah.
The kiddie hoop. Because you came home. I saw it was on your Instagram. You're in your backyard and you were like,
that's
your sister was filming and you're like, I still got it.
Yeah.
Because he's a big athletic looking bloke too.
Yeah, he's super fit. Him and his sister got like a fitness app or
good
something.
Good looking, Rich. Let me tell you, the team couldn't take their eyes off him.
Ugh.
Mate, each one of them tried to have a crank.
Producer Jared kissed him.
He did have a crack. Yeah.
Just lashed
and we
him.
Said, and we said, oh, Ollie, get away from him.
What about Jeremy?
Producer Jared was like, I'll slam dunk him. I'm like, Jared.
What
does that even mean, Jared?
But look, what I want to do, Nathan, 301060, is ask a question. What is something that you can still do?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, he doesn't get the opportunity in his life now to dunk.
Maybe
he's
something
not playing basketball.
You used to do when you were younger all the time, or something when, you know, when you were fitter, or you had more control of your bodily functions.
Maybe you're a gymnast back in the day, and you can do like a cartwheel.
Yeah.
And you can still whip it out and people go, whoa.
But that's, or maybe you can do a backflip.
Maybe you can do a backflip.
I've got something, you know, I used to do nippers, which is surf club saving a lot. And not to gloat, but here I go. Under 14s. State champion of beach flags. Thank you, mate. Standing ovation from everybody involved in the team.
Wow. Crowd is
under 14 state beach flags champion. Let me tell you, right? My turn. So flags, if you don't know what it is when you start on your stomach, you turn around, you jump on a piece of cut up hose. But it's more exciting than what it sounds. I've still got the turn. I can still turn.
So if we went down to the beach tomorrow.
Watch this.
If we go to South Bank tomorrow in Brizzy.
Well, yeah, watch this. Okay. Watch how quick I can do this.
No one else can see this other than me. Nate's actually moved away from the cameras.
Competitors ready, heads down, go.
Watch competitors ready, heads down, go. Okay. Competitors ready, heads down, go. Yeah, it's a very quick
that
turn.
That was fast. I have still got it.
You never lost it.
I'm now exhausted. I don't have the running bit anymore.
That is,
but I reckon, honestly, you put me against some 14-year-olds in the beach flags, bloody smash them.
You would.
Yeah, surf life saving Australia for listening.
So 30-10-60, if you like Ollie, our latest guest on Ball Funny, the podcast, who can still dunk a basketball.
Yeah.
Or maybe you like Nath, you can still get up off the ground.
No. It's a beach flag turn. I'm not simply getting up off the ground. Google it. It'll be up on the socials.
Whatever it is. What is your talent that you can still do?
Okay. Brian, hello. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. What's something you can still do?
So when I was in like year 9, I had a long summer where I had a broken leg. I taught myself to spin a basketball on my finger. I can still bust it out. I can do it between fingers.
Oh.
I took my little nephew to the basketball about a month ago. I can't play basketball, but I still can spin it. And his eyes popped out of his little head as I did it. I couldn't believe it.
It's funny because it makes you look like an awesome basketball player.
It totally does. Yeah, it totally does. I have cannot play whatsoever.
You know what it is, Jim? It's the basketball equivalent of carrying a skateboard under your arm. Really? Yeah.
Well, at least he's doing something with the basketball.
No, that's true.
You're just carrying a skateboard.
Bianca, hello.
Spin the wheels.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's something you can still do, B?
I can still roller skate, like really fast.
Good on you. That's good.
Is that something you go and do still, or just every now and then when someone else has a pair, you're like, I'll
never, ever do it. So a friend of mine, I used to do it heaps when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
When I was in grade, you know, 5 and 6 and whatever. And we used to go to the roller skating rink and skate heaps. And
can you go backwards? Because I always find that impressive. Can you skate backwards? Well,
and I can still do that. So a friend of mine has been going to all these lessons. Like, I'm 47 now. So it's been a long time between skating. And a friend of mine's been going and getting lessons at the roller skating rink, and she's like, oh, you should come. And I'm like, no, but I'm happy to go down to the marina and I'll just skate around with you down there.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay, we'll go. So I started skating and I come to this grate and I jumped it like I was speed skating and I jumped it, and then I heard this almighty thump.
Yeah.
And it was my friend behind me that's, you know, been doing all these lessons and everything and speed skating for like months now, and I just picked it up and could do it. And she couldn't.
She couldn't do the jump like you.
No, she couldn't do the jump, and she like KO'd so many times. And I was like, man, I'm killing this.
Still got it, B. Still got it. Yeah, never lost it.
She's still unconscious on a park bench somewhere.
And yeah, actually.
Beast calling us from the rollerblades. Skates?
Kia. I think blades are the fast ones. Yeah. They're the ones in a row. I'm not an expert. Kia, welcome.
But little cut pieces of hose.
Hello.
So, just a sec, Kate. It's beach flags, right?
Okay,
so. It's not a bong.
But isn't it cut pieces of hose?
Yes. I mean, things have multiple uses. It's also used for hosing, right? Sorry, Kia. I'm just defending beach flags. Kia, what can you still do?
I am an ex-cheerleader. I'm retired for about 5 years now. I did cheerleading for 7 years, went to Canada to compete, went to America to compete.
Wow.
I used to be like a pretzel and holding people above my head for, you know, ages. And I can still do some flips, believe it or not.
Just quickly, were you dressed up as a pretzel? I've seen Bring It On, but I mean, I don't remember the pretzel. What's the pretzel?
Oh, no, I was like bended in multiple ways. Kind of like what you'd think of like a flexi ruler. Like just...
Is this like a...
In ways that humans should not twist. So my body's been through it, as you could probably imagine.
Oh, is it like a... Do you like whip it out in the bedroom and go, hey, watch me...
No.
It would be great, especially if it's called the pretzel. Babe, you hungry? Go to the pretzel stand. I'll put some salt on it.
Hey, you know what's going to get you in the mood? I'm going to turn myself into a pretzel.
You want to see the hot dog? Damien, welcome to the show.
How are we, boys?
We're good, Damo. What's the thing that you can still do?
So I told my partner this and she couldn't believe it, that I can lie on the ground and put my leg behind the back of my head. I could do that when I was 7. I'm now 29. I can still do that.
Two pretzels in a row.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's Jimmy and Nath's Laugh-O-Meter. Laugh-O-Meter.
Yeah, we want everybody in the crowd at Lower Town Hall, Melbourne International Comedy Festival, in a few weeks' time. We want them all to be laughing, and laughing well, and laughing in unison. So we thought we'd reward people.
In unison.
In unison.
3, 2, 1.
Ha, 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 ha. Imagine that's what they did.
I mean, our routine, that is in unison.
It's actually not a bad odd either. The unison laugh. Write that down for another time. Obviously not this time.
Not this time. We got too much.
The way the laugher meter works is we try to get as many people as we can on the line. We get you all to laugh. If you laugh loud enough and you get the laugher meter to the very top, then you all score tickets. Double passes to Born Funny Live. Let's meet everybody. Nikki from Wodonga. Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
You want to come along to Born Funny Live, Nikki?
Yeah.
you're a good laugher, Nick?
Oh, I try to be.
You try to
sometimes
be.
Sometimes a foghorn, so everybody says my laugh's a little bit too loud.
That's right. We have some casual foghorns.
Where are you, Nikki? You're walking down the end of the street to get to our little comedy show. Whereabouts in Australia are you?
So in Wodonga, so 3.5 hours away.
Ooh, you're driving all that way to see little old us.
Yeah.
And the other comedians, but mainly us. Okay, Nikki, you stay there. Cez, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Cez. You want to come to Born Funny Live?
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hello, Cez.
You there, Cez?
I'm excited.
Cez, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Cez.
Cez.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yes. We got you there, Cez. Yeah, sorry, just cut out
I
there.
I can't hear what she says.
I'm here.
No, we go, yeah, it was a phone issue.
Cez, we got you, Cez. Cez, how do you go?
Cez all down.
old sausage Cez all over here.
Simon Cez.
Cez, we know. We're doing bits, mate. Well, that's the kind of gear you're going to get at Born Funny Live.
Seven comedians.
All right, Cez. You stay there, Cez, okay?
I'm not going anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, mate.
Good girl.
Emily. Emily from Melbourne. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, Em. How do you go with laughing? You enjoy laughing?
I'm pretty jovial.
Pretty jovial.
I'm known to be quite jovial.
I mean, let me tell you, jovial is a fun word.
Every now and then I let out, I am quite the hoot.
They call me the owl because I'm quite loot. Okay, Nikki, Cez, and Emily, you know. We've got a couple more. A few more want to come along. Let's go again. Rose. Rose, welcome. Hello, Rose.
Hi.
Rose, you want to come to Born Funny Live?
Of course.
Okay, all right, good. That's fine. Nikki, Cez, Emily, Nikki and say? Rose. Nikki says Emily and Rose.
Yep.
No. Nikki says Emily Rose.
Okay. Oh, that's
down the water.
Emily's in a double skull.
I've got a case of the sillies tonight. Don't worry.
All right, I'm going to kill the music. Okay, the laugh-o-meter, guys. Okay, no. Kill the music. Good on you, though. All right, guys, as soon as the laugh-o-meter starts, we need you guys to laugh as loud as you can for as long as you can until the laugh-o-meter goes off. If you get it to go off, you all win your tickets, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. All right, in 3, 2, 1, laugh, go! Oh, no, it's crazy again.
You've done it again.
It's crazy again. Hopefully they get it faster. Louder! Louder!
I like it.
You've done it! Stop! Make it stop!
Oh my God, what am I doing?
It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, when did you get back at the customer?
Yeah, got you.
This is after producer Kira, Digital Kira, put a little video in the group chat, which I believe up is on the Instagram story, at Jimmy and Nath Show. And I absolutely love it. So there's a car. So it's like CCTV footage.
Yep.
So there's a car going through a car wash. Mm-hmm. And this car wash, there's a young girl there, and she's got a pressure sprayer.
Yeah, as you do in a car wash, like a gurney, a car gurney.
She's got a gurney.
She's got a gurney.
The girl's got a gurney.
Yeah.
She's a gurney girl. Yeah.
Are you a goonie girl?
Oh, I love a goonie girl. So the goonie girl's there, and she's goonieing the car.
Sure.
And I just love, really quickly, shout out all our international fans who listen to this as a podcast or something. They're going to have
Go, what the hell's a goonie?
What are they saying? Goonie girl.
Because we speak so fast in Australia.
This goonie girl, and I recommend seeing the video at Jimmy Nath, at Jimmy Nath Show, is goonieing the car, and then for some reason, the people in the car think it would be funny mid-car wash to wind down their windows and throw what looks like a lemonade, a Sprite, something from a cup.
Yeah, like a soft drink. Like some sort of soft drink, soft like drink. From a drive-thru or something. Yeah. But it,
So it goes all over the Goonie Girl.
It's an arsehole move.
But then within a couple, and then within a couple of seconds, she is just gone, well, I've got
it's
a Goonie.
It's pretty much instant.
Instant. She just starts gurneying in their car.
She
gurneys so the window's
the shit
down for them to throw the drink
and if
out.
You don't know what a gurney is, a gurney, if turned up, you know, high enough, it can remove skin.
It can cause pain.
Yes.
It can cause permanent
damage.
And I
hope it did.
It's one of the unforgivable curses.
Yeah, it really is.
There's Crucio.
Yeah, you've got Avada Kedavra.
You've got Gurney.
And then you've got Gurney. Gurney girl!
Have you been taught how to do it? Gurney!
Have you been taught how to gurney?
Somewhere Marion Margolese or Mark Isles is going.
Gurney's at the ready.
Let it go. So, yes, 131060, when did you get back at the customer?
Yeah, I love this.
Maybe the customer knew, maybe the customer didn't. Mm. You can remain anonymous if you want. I just love it because, look, let's be honest, especially if you're in, like, some sort of retail job, customers are awful.
Oh,
people are shit.
I got a good one at the retail.
Okay, right? Hit me.
I can't name the particular furniture store that
no,
I worked
at. No, that's fine.
But there was a particular furniture store that I happened to be.
Well, it's two names, isn't it?
Yeah, two names. Yeah,
but
two
let's
names.
Just swap the letters around of both words, so it's Freedom Furniture.
Yeah. So it's let's just call it Furniture Freedom, right? And there was this is many, many moons ago.
Oh,
right?
You were fired.
My mom,
just so you know,
fired by my mother, who was a phenomenal store manager, who's been there for 30 years, right? And there was this bloke who was giving her a serve, and nobody deserves a serve.
Nobody
and it was disgusting,
serve,
right?
Yeah,
and
no,
you never want to see your mother being spoken to like that. And then she's very good at de-escalating situations. So she's like, okay, Nathan, if you can just go outside and help him put the table in his car, right? He's an arsehole, and I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, well, first of all, you've got to build the table. And didn't I build it with the three wrong legs? Give a little scratch with a screwdriver.
You showed him.
Yeah, exactly. Him. Yeah.
Just quickly, producer Jazz ran
also didn't put it in his car. Put it in your own car, arsehole.
Producer Jazz ran through in the chat. Unfortunately, we can't chat to him because he's back in HQ. He said that he used to crush people's eggs or squash their bread if they were rude to him when he worked as a checkout chick.
Good. I'm glad. Getting back a customer. And also,
that's
if you don't
so
figure
true.
Out how to talk through on the show, mate, you'll go back to being a checkout chick in a minute. 131060.
Or a checkout chick or a Goonie Girl.
Or a Goonie Girl. Ella, hello, welcome.
Hello. I was working in a grocery store, like a small little market type thing. And this lady came in and she must have been having a shit day and just decided that she would take it out on me. And I was like 14 at the time.
No one deserves a serve, Ella.
This was when paper bags were first coming in and we didn't have any boxes to give her to pack her groceries. And she started abusing me for it. Like, you got to keep a box for me. I'm a regular.
Go on. How'd you get her?
So
what'd you do?
I put her grapes at the bottom of the bag and then sat a rock melon on top, knowing she'd get home and have squishy grapes.
Oh, you crushed her grapes, Ella. Get her. You made a beautiful wine at the bottom of her bag.
Yeah.
Is this a cab sav?
If it was a box, it'd be cask wine. Sorry,
she was one of those
customers
that used to walk around the shop and, like, eat the grapes as she was shopping. So I thought that's the perfect thing to, like.
Stuff her. You
got her.
You bloody got her, mate. You crushed those
grapes. She never ate a grape again.
No, never.
She said, this isn't grape.
Ruined everything. Except that made it
better. Let out a little wine.
Lauren, how'd you get back at the customer?
In terms of making sandwiches, if we had someone who was a bit mean when they were ordering to us, we'd give them things out of the scrap pile. So the horrible bits of lettuce, the horrible ends of the carrot and the ends of the tomato and things like that.
That's good.
Shitty
like that.
Lettuce. That's good.
Yeah. It's going to be rude to me. It's the end of a carrot.
It's the green bit on the end of the carrot.
Yeah. The bit that's like celery.
Yeah. I asked for cucumber and carrot.
Did anyone ever?
Did
anyone ever say anything, Lauren?
No. It was tourists. It was in the Whitsundays. Lots of tourists around.
Oh, the
so if they didn't come back, we knew we did a good job. I guess.
No return customers. Interesting business model. Yeah. Jay, hello, Jay. How'd you get back at the customer?
Oh, I used to be a cleaner, and if they put a complaint in or left the bathrooms and amenities absolutely trashed, we would literally clean the whole bathroom with the dirty toilet brush.
Oh, Jay.
So bad. Like, even, like, the toilet seat, the button, everything. Like,
oh, that is...
And you have no idea because it's all dry by the time you sit down.
Jay, I'm never going to be able to use a bathroom again.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
An Aussie mum is not happy. What is digital? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you in here? Don't stand in here with your weird glasses and then go,
filming
what
glasses?
Are you doing? Walk over to the... Walk over to a microphone.
She's got glasses on.
Come over. Where's three? Next to Jimmy. Go next to Jimmy.
Hi.
Yeah, what are you doing? We're doing a radio show.
We're live.
I was snooping around the office and found Snapchat spectacles. Turn them on and I'm trying to see if I'm recording you right now.
You're recording? Yeah. I'm also recording you right now on the radio.
Would you believe that you're live on a radio show around the country?
No, I wouldn't.
See, this is the thing, right? We love going to different offices. We're a national show all around the country, right? We're in Brisbane at the moment. And Digital Kira, right? One of the cook members of the Jimmy and Nath team, part of the help.
We only employ cooked people,
She's very distracted. She's found these Snapchat glasses. We are flashing. Doing a radio show. What are you doing?
Stop.
Are you even drinking out there?
Get out of here, Stevie Wonder. Look at
her.
Get out of here, you weirdo.
She's in a nerd era.
I don't know what's going on with her, mate, but she loves her technology. If you know how to use Snapchat glasses, 13 1060.
1060.
Jim, an Aussie mum is not happy and has taken to social media after her sister-in-law keeps getting her baby's name wrong. She's furious because she believes her sister-in-law, or Sil, is doing it on purpose because her son's name isn't that hard to say. And I was like, okay, what's the name, right?
Yeah.
Went through the whole article. The name's not on there, right? Mm. So she's just unhappy, but she hasn't revealed the actual name of the son that she's getting wrong. Mm. So I was like, in my head, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, give me a crack at it.
But she hasn't said, but I get it. Look, sometimes you and I, we get very simple names wrong all the time. My bogey name, as I call it, is Andrea. Andrea.
Andrea.
Andrea.
Andrea.
Stop
Andrea.
Because I
saying
freak
Andrea.
Out. Because every time I see it, A-N-D-R-E-A.
And you always go,
Andrea.
What are you doing?
Because it's a bogey name for me and I freak
Andrea.
Out. Because names
Andrea.
Are hard to say. Names are Andrea. Hard to say. And you and I, we both suck at saying names all the time, which is why we lean into that inability to do stuff and we play a special game.
Have you got a hard name to say? Give us a call today.
Yeah, I bet you can't say my name.
Let's play a game.
Yeah, it's spelled C-E-I.
With your hard name.
Yeah, the game's called Hard Name to Say. It's very simple. You call through with your first name or your second name. You spell it for us. We have a crack. We get it wrong and you win. Easy as that.
Very simple. And Nathan and I usually get it wrong.
Yeah, most of the time we get it wrong. If we get it right, then your name's not hard enough. Put it that way. Or it's a fluke.
Make it harder.
Caller number one, welcome to the show. Hello, caller number one.
Hi, Jimmy and Nate. How are you?
We are good. Caller number one, is it your first name we are trying to say or your second name?
It's my second name.
Your second name.
Second name.
All right.
Okay, would you like to spell it for us, caller one?
Okay, it's T-U-K-U-B-A-K-A.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just going to spell it back to you. Is that T-U-K-U-B-A-K-A?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. They have not started easy on us. Good luck. No, thank you, caller one. Do you want me to go first or you want to go first,
Jim? No, I'll go. Right. Is it, caller one, is it Tukabaka?
Oh, it's got a bit of a twang, a bit of an Aussie twang to it.
You've got to be harsh, right? You've got to be harsh. Is that how you would say it, caller one?
No.
Okay.
Give Nate the go.
Okay.
She basically said I was right.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't give you a go.
Tukabaka.
Can you repeat that again?
Can I have the question again? Tukabaka.
No.
And that's fair enough.
How do you say it, caller one?
So it's Tukabaka.
I mean, I think that's what Nate
Bruiser, said. Bruiser is laughing her ass off.
EP is outside.
I mean, I didn't say it as
Wait,
well
was
as
it
you.
T-U-K-U-V or B?
Oh, it's a V
no,
for
V. The Victor.
Oh, that's
why we got it wrong. I'm saying the bloody wrong letter.
Stitched us up.
Oh, and she let us get it. Well, it's our fault.
Well, back to you.
Well, Tubalbaga, you've won. Well done. Good stuff. Jeez, stitch up.
Like a Chewbacca.
Chewy bagger. Caller number two. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
We're good. Oh, actually, I just feel like we've been ripped off there. But anyway, first name or second name caller two?
Second name.
All right, go ahead, spell it.
S-E-K.
Yep.
H-A-S.
All right, so okay. S-E-K-H-A-S.
Yeah.
Sekus.
Is it Sekus?
No, it's not Sekus.
So you don't want to Sekus me?
No, don't tell us because I've got to have a go. Let me have a go, right?
All right.
Well, I just want to say...
I've had worse than that, let me tell you.
So surely, I mean, this isn't my guess, but tell me you've got sick ass before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you make sick ass. After a butter chicken, I've got a sick ass.
Should have ordered the spicy one.
Yeah, the Rogan Josh. I can smell your sick ass. Okay. Sekus.
No. That was pretty similar to the first one.
Right.
You're asking to be harsh, mate.
No, no, that's fair enough. It's fair. How do you say it?
Sekus.
Oh, Sekus. Well, that's just incorrect spelling. All right, we're 0-2. I mean, this is just how bad we are. Yeah. We're not good at this.
Give me another one.
Caller number three. Hi.
Call number three.
Hi, guys. Oh, long time listener, first time caller.
Oh,
we love
welcome
that.
Welcome, caller number hi. Three. First name, yeah, second name. Just, oh, this is your niece's
name. Yeah,
niece.
Go with the cliche. Going hard.
Go hard. So this is your niece's
this
name.
This is my niece's name. And it's a doozy for you. So good
spell,
luck
yeah,
to her, all of her future teachers.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you the spelling, right? N-A-O-I. S-E.
N-A-O...
Can you phonetically spell it back?
N-A-O-I-S-E. Is that right?
Yep. N-A-O-I-S-E.
Okay.
N-A-O-I-S-E. Yep.
Go for it, guys.
What nationality is this name?
Is it Nazy?
It is an Irish name.
Ah. Nope. So it's not
it's
Nazy.
Not, it's not Nazy? Is it Nazy?
Nope.
No.
Sorry,
okay,
guys.
No.
But is it Nazy?
No. No, I don't think you want to say it's not Nazy. All right, I'm going to have a go.
No. Is it,
it's is Irish.
It, it's Irish. Right, all right, hello, hello, right? N-A-O.
Siobhan.
Yeah, Siobhan. N-A-O.
Yeah, to be sure.
Yeah, to be sure, to be sure. Potato, diddly-doo, leprechaun, N-A-O, I-S-E. Hello. Nazy. I mean, I went Italian then. No. Kind of,
Is it Nisha?
It is Nisha, but someone's told you that. Someone has told
you
that.
Yeah, but who cares?
It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
No! Quitting time! That's it. We don't control it. It goes off and it's been a ripper show this evening.
When it goes off, it goes off. It has been a great show. If you do want to get it, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, type in Jimmy and Nath Show.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Actually, speaking of things you might want to get your hands on, your hot little hands on, it's probably my ass. No, tickets to Born Funny Live, Melbourne International Comedy Festival. More chances to win tomorrow with the Laugh-O-Meter. Of course, we announced our stellar lineup. Luke Kidgell, Dave Thornton is on there. There are so many more on there. Jimmy and Nathan are going to be there. Pete Hellier. It's going to be an unbelievable lineup, and you've got to be there. So more tickets to be won if you keep your eyes on the socials. You have to be there. Otherwise, like, be square or something. Look, before we get out of here, show rating up for grabs. That's the kind of gear you're going to get at Born Funny Love. Show rating now, score out of 10. Please welcome to the show. Oh, welcome back, Sez. Hello, Sez. Welcome.
Hello.
Sez. Oh, it is fun to have you back on the show because speaking of Born Funny Live, I believe you won some tickets earlier today.
I sure did. I am so grateful. I just can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're excited to have you there, Sez, as well. You sound like a good time.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have a ball. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah. You get out much, Sez? You get out on the town much?
Oh, a little bit. I try.
Yeah.
I try. Oh, look, every year I try and get to the comedy festival every year.
Nice.
Because I think it's a great cause. I think it's great. I think all the upcoming comedians that are performing do really, really well. You know, some of them are so funny. Because I went last year and we had a really great time.
Good on you, Sez. We're going to have an even better time this time. You know, a few wines, Sez, a few wines with the boys. Splashbacks and red wines. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. White wine for me.
White wine. Whoa, look out for Chardonnay, says. She says, fill me up, she says.
She shells. Well, this says sure. Says, what do you want to give us out of 10?
10 out of 10 for sure.
10 out of 10 for says. That's what she says, and that's all she says.
Your hands up. Want to see more of Jimmy and Nate? Keep the good times rolling on the socials by laughing at some of our dad jokes. Heineken. Beer. Celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.